Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. CBS Evening News anchor and managing editor Nora O'Donnell spoke with Pope Francis at the Vatican this past week, his first extensive one-on-one interview with a U.S. television network.
At 87 years old, he may have trouble walking, but he had no difficulty sitting down with us for an hour-long conversation. How's your health?
My health is good.
In nearly every address,
que sofre tanto per la guerra.
The Pope often calls for peace. He condemned Hamas's October 7th attack, but has also called on Israel to use restraint.
There are now pictures of starving children coming out of Gaza. What about those that call that a genocide?
Genocidio.
Genocide. Every afternoon at 7 p.m., I call Gaza to the parish. There are about 600 people there, and they tell me what's going on. It's very hard. Very, very hard. Food goes in, but they have to fight for it. It's very hard.
I know you call for peace. You have called for a ceasefire in many of your sermons. Can you help negotiate peace?
I can pray. I do. I pray a lot.
During World Children's Day, which is the end of May, the UN says over a million people will be facing famine in Gaza, many of them children. What can be done?
Not only Gaza, we should think about Ukraine. Those kids don't know how to smile. I tell them something, but they forgot how to smile. And this is very hard when a child forgets to smile. That's really very serious, very serious.
Do you have a message for Vladimir Putin when it comes to Ukraine?
Por favor.
Please.
In los países en guerra.
Countries at war, all of them.
Detengan la guerra. Busquen.
Stop the war. Look to negotiate. Look for peace. A negotiated peace is better than a war without end.
Pope Francis even addressed the falling numbers of Catholics in America.
In the U.S., 20% of adults identify as Catholic, and that's down from 24% in 2007.
I wonder if you could speak to those who don't go to Mass anymore, or maybe don't see a place for themselves in the Catholic Church.
I would say there is always a place, always.
An extended version of Nora O'Donnell's interview with Pope Francis will air on 60 Minutes and across all CBS News platforms in mid-May. And then there's this. United Methodist delegates have overwhelmingly endorsed a constitutional amendment seen by advocates as a way of diffusing debates over the role of LGBTQ people in the church by giving rulemaking autonomy to each region of the international church. Delegates voted 586 to 164 on Thursday for the regionalization proposal on the third day of their 11-day general conference, the legislative body of the United Methodist Church meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina. The plan would create multiple regional conferences one for the United States, and others covering other areas ranging from the Philippines to Europe to Africa. Existing regions outside the U.S., known as central conferences, already have the flexibility to adapt church rules to their local contexts, but the jurisdictions in the United States do not. If ratified, one effect of the change is that it could allow for the American church, where support has been growing for the ordination of LGBTQ people and for same-sex marriage, to authorize such rights, even as international churches with more conservative positions on sexuality would not. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.